I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We've talked about the continuing sex abuse scandals that continue to rock the Catholic Church in unprecedented ways, and certainly talked about the Pope and his rather poor response to it. He just didn't seem to get it. Now, it's a big deal with the Church because they have the longest track record of this sort of thing, the largest organization in the world that has continually protected child sexual abuse. And they're still doing it to this very day. And they're still battling things like having to report child sexual abuse to the police, or increasing the time that children have to report. They fight these things, which shows that they're not really serious about this. And that's the stuff they're fighting here in the U.S., but where has the Pope been on this? Well, mostly he's been missing in action, slow to respond to these scandals, and he's even protected a few people who should have been kicked out. So I don't want to be Charlie Brown with Lucy holding out the football every time and giving me hope, but this could be a good sign. Pope Francis has summoned the presidents of Catholic bishops' conferences worldwide to the Vatican. This is going to take place in February, where they will discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing children. Now, this seems like something they should have done a long, long, long time ago, but they didn't. It's the first of its kind. Catholic Church hasn't just been slow to respond to this stuff, it's been glacially slow. Glaciers actually move faster. This is a good sign, but he's still kind of ridiculously bad at responding to this stuff. The Archbishop of Washington has tons of accusations against him. It is quite clear that he has mismanaged and concealed child abuse in the church. It's not like there's a lot of doubt that he is a bad actor, although up until very recently he has claimed that everything has been fine, they've been doing a great job dealing with this stuff. Well, Cardinal Worrell hasn't been doing a great job, and the Pope told him simply that he should do what he thinks is best. Well, fuck that. The Pope should have told him, get your ass out of town. You failed. Children got molested. It's partially your fault. You're done. But this Pope doesn't do that. He coddles time and time again the people who have allowed this horrific, greatest scandal in the history of sex crimes to continue. So I don't know. There's a lot of things I like about this Pope, but on this subject, it seems like it's two steps forward and three steps back. So we do talk a lot about the Church and this problem because they are the biggest organization with the most number of children molested by far of anything. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't other organizations that have had problems. Look at the Joe Palermo scandal, and there were people willing to cover up on that, but that pales in comparison to what has happened in the Catholic Church. The numbers are so much staggeringly larger. So that, yeah, on occasion, it does happen with other organizations. And it was actually pretty rare at the college level to have these problems with children. It's usually, you know, with adults. And usually it's adult student-athletes who are raping other students, and they cover it up to protect their athletic program. And we also see it astoundingly at USC, where they had a huge rape problem, but again, not of children. It was a doctor. And the other major scandal with Larry Nassar, who was also a doctor committing sexual abuse on some children, some teenagers, it looked like for him it was kind of a wide variety of ages. But most of his victims were underage. He was a monster, and he was protected. So colleges can be breeding grounds as well, but it's usually an individual college. It's nowhere near a worldwide epidemic of child molestation such as the Catholic Church has experienced. But it is still astonishing that adults will cover up child abuse to protect their institutions. It's disgusting. But it happens. But these are very, very different breeding grounds than a church, as has been recently pointed out by Rachel Denhollander, who was one of Larry Nassar's victims, and who was also part of the Church Too movement, which is an offshoot of the Me Too movement. You haven't heard as much about the Church Too movement, but it's actually been pretty effective. They've managed to topple prominent pastors, they've swept out church leaders who failed to believe victims, and they've forced Christian denominations to reevaluate how they treat allegations of sexual abuse. Den Hollander was the very first woman to publicly accuse former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. She is currently a Kentucky lawyer, and she's become a prominent advocate for abuse survivors. But she's also an evangelical Christian, and she's turned a critical eye towards evangelical churches. During a recent talk at the W83 Ministry Center in New York City, she said, "Unfortunately, faith communities can be breeding grounds for abusers. Abusers look for communities they can ingratiate themselves into. They look for dynamics to make people emotionally attached to them, because that is their greatest safeguard. That keeps victims silent and keeps abusers in power. What accountability is in place for the pastoral authority structures? How do you bring concern to them? What is their response to abusers?" Well, the questions she was asking are tough ones and really need to be addressed by the evangelical community. But what she said is, this is often due to an imbalance in authority where pastors take for themselves more authority than they are given by God and in Scripture. And that kind of comes to the heart of the evangelical community, where they're extremely authoritarian. That's in its nature. And pretty much any religion that is authoritarian and male-dominated is going to have a problem with child sexual abuse. It's just part of the package. And while the Mormon Church has been in the news mostly for its homophobia, they also have a problem, but they have done a better job of keeping a lid on it. And there's some weird shit that goes on in the Mormon Church, and we're not talking about the spin-offs, the Mormon flavors that are not directly affiliated with the main church, but still exist in large numbers. In those, they're mostly cults, and child sexual abuse is rampant, happens all the time. They ignore the church's limitations on multiple wives, and you do not want to be a girl in any of them. But the main church itself does some weird stuff, and they're now threatening to excommunicate a man, Sam Young, a strong children's advocate who is facing excommunication because he wanted to tell people about what the church is doing. He learned that other bishops were meeting with children and asking them very sexually explicit questions. So the bishops would ask them whether the children masturbated or if they'd been sexually active. He actually got a letter today that tells him whether he's being excommunicated, but he's not going to open it until Sunday when he's scheduled a news conference. Now, the church is deeply offended that he has revealed this practice of asking very intimate questions of extremely young children. The ProtectLDSChildren.org site has a whole lot more information about this and why it's a deal. And they have a whole bunch of stories, so you might want to check that out. The other story that's come out right around the same time is with Mormon missionaries. A number of them have admitted to sexually abusing children, but when the church found out, didn't refer them to authorities. It's a document that's been leaked, titled Special Investigations and Projects, and appears to have been prepared by the Curtin McConkie Law Firm. This is an internal church document that was leaked by Mormon Leaks. In one case, a missionary confessed to kissing and fondling a 15-year-old, but the church didn't want to report them, and they were reluctant to send him home because they feared he might face prosecution. How big a problem this is, we don't know yet, but it does seem to indicate that the church is following the same practice of the Catholic Church of covering up these crimes and not reporting them to the police. MormonLeaks.io has documented a lot of cases of child abuse within the church, and they just published a church internal document on their internal investigations dealing with child abuse in the church. Here's an April 2nd headline. Instructor at Mormon Church sexually abused children as young as 2. Or this June 28th headline. Woman says Mormon Church failed to report dad's sexual abuse. There's a May 31st story from the Salt Lake Tribune where a prosecutor in Arizona complained that an attorney was practicing law in Arizona without a license because he told an LDS bishop that he did not need to report child sexual abuse. There are the March allegations against former missionary Joseph L. Bishop. And the problem is probably a much bigger one than we now know, because the church teaches that the child sexual abuse is a sin, treats it like a sin, not a crime. And under the authoritarian rule of the church, a lot of these women would never think of going to the police. It would be inconceivable. They'd go to their bishop, and whether their bishop does anything about it or not, well, that needs to be looked into more closely.